You're listening to the Closing Market Report for Wednesday afternoon. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason. Drew Lerner is now here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, when you look across the planet, what's the most startling thing that has happened in the last week or so?
A couple of things, actually. One is that we finally got some rain to occur in parts of East Central Australia. That area, Queensland and northern New South Wales, had been months without precipitation of significance, and there was a lot of concern about getting the wheat and barley crop in the ground, and there's some canola that's produced in parts of New South Wales as well. And so we did get some rain. That was really nice, but as long as it's been dry there, they need a lot more rain. So there's some shower activity still lingering today and some more that will come up as we go into this coming weekend. It will help to ease some of that dryness additionally. So it looks like planting will advance a little better. The following week may be dry, though. And outside of that, there was also an interesting rain event that occurred in parts of China over this past week, and that produced some very heavy rain in a portion of the North China Plain, which is a very rich grain and oilseed and cotton-producing area. And rain totals in one night ranged from 2 to 6, actually local 8-inch amounts there, and really took care of the moisture deficit in that one province. But there's still other areas nearby that are running a little dry. And, of course, we're still watching Ukraine, especially eastern Ukraine, and from there into Kazakhstan. This area produces some corn and soybeans, as well as some wheat and sunseed, and all these crops are a bit stressed, to say the least. Top and subsoil moisture are running very short, and there's a lot of stress out there. Temperatures this week have been in the 90s to near 100 degrees Fahrenheit, and there's really still not much rain on the forecast charts for at least the next week to 10 days.
Here in the United States, do you see any similar heat stress coming?
You know, in the U.S., it's almost all roses right now, so it seems. We've had a lot of rain occur across the Midwest in this past week to week and a half. Some areas are actually running a little bit too wet right now. There's been some chatter about some wet weather disease issues in spring wheat country in the northern plains, while there's been some corn fields out there in parts of Minnesota and neighboring states of Wisconsin and Iowa that have some standing water. I don't think it's going to be a big deal. But the moisture shortages that we had a week ago in parts of Missouri and southwestern Illinois, portions of Kansas, have been temporarily eased. Now, we still have some dryness down deep in the soil there. We're going to watch this high-pressure ridge that's advertised to develop next week and see exactly where it goes and how much punishment it might endure onto parts of the Midwest corn and soybean areas. Right now, though, everything looks pretty darn good for the Midwest, with the exception of those southwestern Corn Belt areas and a part of the Delta. And those areas will see some drying over the next 10 days, and we will see a little bit of stress at least come back into some of those areas.
Hey, thanks, Drew.
You bet. Have a great day.
You too. That's Drew Lerner. He's with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason, reminding you that Friday morning we'll be at Assumption Fest at 8:30 a.m. for breakfast. That actually starts at 7 and runs to 9 o'clock. We'll be there on stage at 8 a.m. with Dan Zwicker, Kurt Kimmel, Ellen Dearden, and Kim Holzapfel to talk about the marketplace. Hope you can join us. It's free and open to everyone right there in the tent across from Sloan's.